Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3429. It's Thanksgiving Day here in the United States, and I was reflecting on something that I realized we don't see all that often in Star Wars movies, which is multiple characters sitting down and enjoying a meal together. So we're going to talk about where that happens and which ones have it the most. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Boivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, it is a comparatively rare thing in Star Wars movies for multiple characters to be sharing a meal together. It does happen, and it happens a couple of times in a couple of movies, and not at all in others. And in some cases, it's only happening in the background, not with our primary characters. So, our first movie, A New Hope, does have one instance of characters sharing a meal together. This happens with Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru and Luke in the beginning. And Luke is also present for the next shared meal that happens in Star Wars movie storytelling. That is when he sits down for a meal with Yoda in The Empire Strikes Back. But that's not the only group meal that happens in The Empire Strikes Back, although it's the only one that we get to see. Of course, Darth Vader invites our rebel friends to dinner on Cloud City in The Empire Strikes Back, but we don't get to see any of that happen. And similarly, even though there's a setup for a feast in the Golden One's honor in Bright Tree Village in Return of the Jedi, we don't actually get to see the meal take place. And thankfully, it doesn't involve Han Solo being the main course. The biggest gathering of characters for a meal happens in The Phantom Menace, when Shmi and Anakin Skywalker welcome Qui-Gon and Padme and Jar Jar into their home as an escape from a sandstorm coming in. As far as Attack of the Clones goes, there's a memorable dinner with Anakin and Padme by the lake, which is wonderful, and they also go off on a picnic as well. And this is one of those movies where people are also eating that are not our main characters that we're focused on. Like, for example, when Obi-Wan goes to visit Dex in the diner, there are other patrons there enjoying meals. And presumably people are getting a bite to eat at the Outlander Club as Obi-Wan and Anakin pursue Zam Wessel, but I don't think we really see any of that. I think we just see mostly people hanging around and smoking and having drinks and whatnot. Then there's Revenge of the Sith, and unless I'm terribly mistaken, Revenge of the Sith is actually the first Star Wars movie where we don't see anyone eat anything. And yes, I referred to a feast that was going to happen in Return of the Jedi that didn't happen, but of course, famously, Jabba had himself a little snack during those proceedings in Return of the Jedi. So yeah, I think Revenge of the Sith is the first movie where nobody has anything to eat in a Star Wars movie. Then we get to The Force Awakens, and Rey famously has a meal by herself in her downed AT-AT, and that's pretty much the only meal situation that happens there. Then we have Rogue One, and nobody eats anything in Rogue One. However, there is a very conspicuously placed glass of blue milk sitting on the counter of Galen and Lyra Erso's hut as they are in hiding and then discovered by, oh, Director Krennic showing up, right, with all those Death Troopers. Although we do get to go through the marketplace on Jedha, and there are food vendors there. I think they're even in the main drag of the Ring of Khafrain too. In The Last Jedi, we get Luke famously drinking milk from the Thalia Sirens that he's milking, and he catches a giant fish, but we never see him eating it. There are probably bar patrons on Canto Bight just before the Fathiers come crashing through the wall who were eating there. That, to me, seems equivalent to seeing people in the background eating at Dex's Diner, for example, in Attack of the Clones. And then, of course, there's the scene with Chewbacca about to enjoy a beautiful roasted pork and his guilt getting the best of him. Suppose that's bound to happen with all those other porgs staring at you while you're trying to eat. Then we move on to Solo, A Star Wars Story, and while there isn't necessarily a sit-down dinner, we have the cocktail party happening on Dryden Voss's yacht, where there's a lot of food being consumed, as well as drinks also. And I think it's safe to assume that Beckett's crew that night by the campfire before their raid on the train on Vandor, that they were probably having dinner on the campfire as well. And there's probably also people eating in the background of that shady establishment on Vandor, Vandor 1 I think it is specifically, where they meet up with Lando and Solo. And finally we have the Rise of Skywalker, where, yeah, you would be hard-pressed to find somebody actually eating anything, but probably if you looked in the background of the scenes at the festival on Pasana, yeah, there's probably something like that going on there. On the whole, not a lot of eating and drinking that actually happens during the course of a Star Wars movie, but it does seem like the original trilogy has the most scenes in which characters are eating and drinking, and as far as meals happening overall, it looks like The Phantom Menace has the largest gathering of people for a meal, where we actually see them at the table for the meal, Empire Strikes Back following very closely behind with the Vader scene on Cloud City. And that's what I've got for you today, just some fun food and meal sharing related trivia from Star Wars movies in honor of Thanksgiving here in the US. And wherever you happen to be, I hope you are able to gather with friends and family and loved ones at this time of year and enjoy their company. And I am grateful for you for taking the time out to listen to this podcast on any given day, and today, of course, as well. So that's going to do it for the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.